Isaac Slade was inspired by his work as a mentor for troubled teens. He says, one of the youngsters I was pained with was a musician. Here I was, a protected suburbanite, and he was just 17 and had all these problems. And no one could write a manual on how to save him. The song is about this kid who needed support, but all his family would say is, quit taking drugs or cutting, or we won't talk to you again.
All right.
The song was written by The Fray from the album How to Save a Life, and the title is How to Save a Life. It was released September 13th, 2005. The song is about the author losing this kid and the kid losing all his friends and family due to his problems. Also, it's really open for interpretation for people to feel and connect to the song.
People connect to the song for the issues they are going through in their own life. Whether they are depressed or they know someone else is depressed, it makes them feel and try to think and understand of how this kid's feeling. Also, all people have their own issues and problems, and it lets people feel how this one kid's feeling.
In the first verse, it begins as sort of the beginning of a conversation. The person doesn't want to be where they are, and they are distracted, and they are trying to blame someone else, and aren't accepting responsibility for what they've done. In the chorus, it's from the point of view of either the person who is hurting or the person who's trying to help. It speaks about how if they had known, they would have helped, or that they wanted to help, but they just didn't know how.
In verse 2, the person has walls up, and you want to make them not feel so defensive. The person is sad and alone and feels as though they are letting people down and that he's ultimately failed. Suicide, drugs, and death in general affects everybody, and this song really shines light on that. It may make some people feel as though they aren't alone and just really help people. Drugs are becoming an increasing issue in 2016. More than 64,000 Americans died from drug overdose, while under 20,000 people died from drug overdose in 1999.
Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. The rate of suicide per 100,000 people has increased from about 10 to 13 from 2007 to 2016. Suicide and drug use are two pressing issues in the world today that should be talked about and need to be talked about.